Welcome to Tunnel Talk, an OFAC's All Feelings Wrestling Podcast. I'm Allie.
I'm Ann.
And I'm Leah.
And it's been a really light week, which is kind of a weird feeling.
Because it's Thursday, and there was no Dynamite last night. It's on Saturday, so this podcast will come out after it, but we sure haven't seen it.
We haven't seen it. We've seen barely any.
Yeah, it messed up my entire idea of what day of the week it was.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, no, I don't know when it is.
All day today, I'd be going to things that were like on Thursday, and then I'd get there and be like, it is Thursday, right? Like, pretty sure I had shown up on the wrong day, but then I had it. But yeah, all thrown off.
Yeah. It's also just like every day this week, I've thought to myself, like, I'm so fucking mad that we don't get wrestling on Wednesday. But we did still, like, it's like I could have watched Dark and Elevation, and I didn't really. I watched a little bit.
I didn't either.
But it was like, I just wanted to see I wanted my Wednesday Dynamite so bad.
And I want my real Dynamite on my real Dynamite night.
Tony!
So you guys didn't watch the 3-hour Best of Dark that aired?
No, I guess
night?
I didn't.
Was it good? Was it highlights from like
it. You didn't see it. That's right. Damn it. She tricked me. I knew that. Okay, well, a little housekeeping up front. As we've just been talking about, there was no Dynamite this week. So we're just gonna be talking about Rampage and some light surrounding stuff, I think. Mm-hmm. And then next week we'll still feel abnormal, but on the pod it'll be normal, I believe, because we'll still be able to discuss Dynamite.
We'll discuss a Dynamite, but it will have been a Dynamite that
flopped.
Other people have probably processed for a long time, but it'll be fine. Our,
oh my God,
our takes will
right.
be fresh.
It'll be
full
so
week
late.
After. That's pretty bad.
We should have thought this through.
We really should have thought about adjusting our recording schedule, but I'm pretty locked into doing this on Thursdays. I don't know.
I guess it's not the time to unpack this while we're recording the podcast, but maybe we should discuss the possibility of doing some special recording sessions.
That's probably a good idea.
That might be good for us. I promised producer Marjorie that at the top of the pod this week, I would say that I started a TikTok. It's tiktok.com/@tunneltalkpod, I believe. It's
extremely good.
I do think I'm doing some good work over there. I am pretty fascinated that it's like the Matt Jackson posts are getting so much more traction than the other posts.
You'd think that like Hangman would be getting at least as much as Matt Jackson, but
I know. I tried to post it at I tried to optimize its reach by posting it after he came back. People still love Matt Jackson more, which he would love to hear.
Just more of a TikTok star, you know? Got more
and
of a
that
TikTok
actually
vibe.
That is correct. And I did just want to get in a quick correction about last week. My co-hosts on this pod just let me say that I didn't know why CM Punk wanted to fight Daniel Garcia. And I was like, is there any reason? I guess not. Moving on. And nobody said Allie 2.0 and Daniel Garcia jumped to CM Punk. It's the first thing that happened when he got back to wrestling.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think I knew that. But at the same time, like, why did they jump him? I don't know. He said, he said when Mark Henry asked him that, he was like, because he would have done that. I mean, we're going to talk about it. We're jumping ahead. But like, the feud is not like, it's not like, oh, A leads to B leads to C. We were right that it's like, whatever. They
it's
decided they're going to fight.
Sui generis,
A leads to B
nowhere.
Leads to C. I mean, Daniel Garcia is a little murder boy. So he did some violence to a famous man for attention. This all tracks thus far.
I thought they spelled it out a little more. But
I don't really feel like I need any explanation, honestly. I'm only fixated on the fact that I was just like, who could say why CM Punk wants to fight Daniel Garcia? Like an absolute idiot. And nobody pulled me back to reality.
Sorry. If you think I can always call to mind details of things that happened on the spot, you haven't been listening to this podcast, I guess.
I'm only recording it. I don't listen. I do listen to it. Okay. Well, we will talk about what is going on with little Daniel Garcia and CM Punk. So they had a pretty nice long match on Rampage. I didn't time it or anything, but it didn't feel long, but it was
meaty.
was meaty. Yeah. They had a little light and spirited ringside interference from Dad's 2.0.
and doing a science fair project for him, you know.
he did his own science fair project.
Yeah, they just sabotage all the other kids' science fair projects, I guess.
Well, that's different than doing his.
Right. And the beauty of it is they sabotage the other kids, but he was going to win anyways.
Yeah, I know. Well, he did lose, but
in our hearts he won.
In our heart, I mean, he definitely won in my heart. That Daniel Garcia is over with.
Yeah. I know. I had like a deranged thought during this match where I was like, "Wow, Daniel Garcia is really putting CM Punk over. He's doing a good job."
Oh my god. That's actually extremely disturbing to me. That's troubling on a level that I...
No, I love it. I think it's right.
I stand by it. It was the most I've ever liked CM Punk. And I was like, that's what being around Daniel Garcia will do for you.
I love when I just stumble into opposite world. I'm like, oh, look, everything's upside down here.
There's nothing upside down about it. It makes perfect sense. And I do want to say, for the record, even though I've said on this podcast, I won't be into Daniel Garcia. A few weeks ago, I said, of course, easily, I could be into Daniel Garcia, and now here we are. So it's not like, I didn't really zag myself with this one. I knew, I could sense it. Yeah. As the weekend would say, I felt it coming.
2.0 has grown on me a little bit, but Daniel Garcia is not growing on me at all. I don't like Little Murder Boys. I'll go on the record with that one.
Did you see that, Jeff Parker tweet the other day where he juxtaposed like Matt Lee right after he had his baby being like, I'm the best dad in the world, like being a dad is easy, stay-at-home parents, I've got this, 3 days in I'm doing great, and then like 3 months later where he's just like, I can't get any sleep, the kid just cries and cries because he's tired but he won't sleep. This isn't interesting, I just liked it because I love them.
So funny.
Did you ask me if I'd seen that tweet? No, I did not see that.
Well,
2.0
I asked the group.
Tweet.
I asked the room,
and I was really interested, and that's all that matters.
Thank you. I'm locking eyes with you right
now. That's right.
Now.
It's you and me, baby. It's you and me.
I feel close to you. I'm holding you. I can't, actually yeah. can't see blocking. Only you, baby.
So mean.
What did you guys think of the match?
I thought it was great. I mean, I thought that Punk was moving around more than he has been the other time that I watched him.
I love
was...
when you just describe him like a creaky old man.
I believe he did
a lot of very still wrestling in his first few matches. Like, yeah. I know what you're talking about, where it's like he just kind of stand in one place and like
yeah.
holds people.
I believe in my notes I said that he was very rooted.
like a little tree. Because... Bryan Danielson, I don't think they're doing the same thing, but like Bryan Danielson also has all these moves. We were just talking about it last week where he like the working the limb stuff where he's just standing there, but he does have a much more extreme energy, I think. Mm-hmm. And CM Punk, I like can't really read the energy, and I'm like always like being a little charmed by him, but then being mad at him. So
yeah. Yeah. I really keep going back and forth on him because it's like, he really charmed me right out of the gate. Like, I do like a lot of the things he does, but then I did marry him immediately. Like, his first appearance, I was really on board. But then, yeah, like, well, I just read, like, a transcript of a podcast, part of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Clips from a podcast that really annoyed me today. So I'm feeling irritated with him. And I haven't found his wrestling that, like, electrifying in general. Although this one was definitely, like, the most interesting
wow.
to watch.
So
I
Daniel thought. Garcia kind of
Daniel
did
Garcia,
put him over.
He put him over for Anne as well.
I mean, it's a deranged thing to say, but I guess.
We did. I think we all just learned that Daniel Garcia is a face on the indies.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. To find out that Daniel Garcia is a face and baby boy Yuta is the heel is
That's
so
crazy.
Electrifying to me. I'm like... I love this.
What is reality?
You know?
I don't know. I love the freshman class. I can't. What has happened to Lee Johnson, the other one who were like, he's in the freshman class? Have we seen that man again?
Not
Lee
yeah.
Johnson.
Didn't
not Lee
he?
Johnson.
Lee John- not Lee
Leo
Johnson.
Rush, I think, is what you're thinking of, maybe?
No.
No?
Damn it. No idea.
Oh, Lee Moriarty?
Lee. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been on, I don't think he's officially signed yet, but he's been on Dark. He's been on Dark and Elevation. I could be wrong about whether he's signed or not, but he's been on
Dark
and Elevation.
But he's big on the indies too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He's the third. Yeah. He's the, he's at the third same man. Level of. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to see that. I want to see that man again.
Bring me that man.
Bring me that man. I want to meet that man. I also thought it was a fun match. I liked 2.0's interference. I liked Daniel Garcia was getting big into his like angry bull faces, which he knows he's making. Like, I mean, he just did a tweet recently where he like called himself Young Bull, and I was just like, "You're so funny!"
Oh my god.
I mean, that's all. That was the whole tweet was just that he said Young Bull. He wasn't like, "I'm a Young Bull." It was very funny. It was comedy. But yeah, he just makes these. I like him. I don't know what to say. I like him. Yeah, and he did reveal on Evil Uno's new fucking vlog. Can we be expected to watch? that he has signed his contract with AEW, so he is All Elite. Not that they have tweeted about it.
Yeah. It's crazy that he wasn't signed until just now, because like. I was saying in our notes this week, like, not to hammer it, because it's great that you guys are enjoying these guys, and I don't mean to be, like, a dick being, like, and they suck all the time. But I have felt like, just, like, out of the gate, what I didn't enjoy with 2.0 and Daniel Garcia was, like, it seemed like they were getting such a big push for, like, no reason when they just came out of nowhere, and they were getting, like, all this time on, like, on TV, basically, and it's just, like, Daniel Garcia's gotten, like, so many matches and so much time. Like, it's crazy that he wasn't even signed yet.
Well, I guess we don't know when he was signed. Like, I don't know if it was right now or whether he was reporting on, like, I don't know when it happened. Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's, like, I do feel a little bit, like, because of the Daniel Garcia is, like, getting a little bit of 2.0 shine here for me. But, like, it does feel different to me that I'm, like, these guys have such an energetic vibe where they're like, it didn't, I guess I feel like they're not being pushed on me. They are like pushing themselves. Yeah, and that is really different than stuff that happens with some other guys where I'm like not seeing them like working for it.
Right. Right. Definitely. I mean, there's been people being pushed that everyone's like, yes, and obviously you already love them because they have the fact that they've been famous for a very long time, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, well, you've got to prove yourself to me. And it feels like 2.0 and Daniel Garcia came out of the gate being like, please love me. I will do everything possible. I'm trying.
I don't know that Daniel Garcia is doing
well, he's
that.
In the family. I have to listen to the, I haven't listened to the new Unrestricted podcast, which I think 2.0 are on, and
that's,
I wonder if they talk
this
about
this weekend treat.
Yeah, no, because I actually don't know how they started doing their shtick with Daniel Garcia, so I'm quite interested in that. But I love them, and I accidentally called Daniel Garcia Grandin. Why did I? No, I didn't. I was typing something else. I have no idea what.
I think
never
grandson,
mind.
Probably because 2.0s are your sons and.
No, Brandon's son. Who's Brandon?
No, 2.0 is your son, and Daniel Garcia is your grandson.
You're right. You're right. That is what happened. Okay, on Rampage this week, we also saw the Acclaimed versus the Lucha Brothers. I don't remember why this match happened. Like, I don't remember if there was setup for it.
Well, now I'm afraid to like not answer you because I'm gonna. Yeah. Everyone's gonna. You're next week. You're gonna be like again. My co-host laid me out to dry, and I'm like, I don't remember.
Yet
don't
more remember entrapment either. For you this week. I don't know. Well, probably it wasn't. It definitely wasn't anything.
Aren't they like top ranked right now? Like, I think they're pretty high in the rankings.
Oh, they are pretty high in the rankings. Maybe that.
Damn
is
it! Those
it is.
Damn rankings.
which is does seem crazy. I mean. Like, I always like watching the Acclaimed wrestle, but it just seemed like a weird pairing for sure.
I think, especially because Max was out for a while, I still feel a little like I, like, haven't seen them wrestling that much, even though they have been wrestling recently.
Yeah. So that I was like, what are these rankings?
I was a little bit, it's like, and I say this, as you know, deeply loving the Acclaimed. I was like, kind of like, at the Lucha Brothers, isn't this undignified for me, like, to fight the Acclaimed?
I don't think you guys are in the same universe, kind of.
Like, I know, it's like, you guys actually just did like a cage match that some people are calling one of the best cage matches of all time. Like, it's a match of the year contender.
And now you're getting wrapped.
And you're saying you do want to fight Max Caster? Well, that's on you.
It's generous. It's generous of them.
I love to think about the world, though. Like, obviously, I mean, I don't think from the moment it was announced, like, I don't think anyone thought it was going to be more than a glorified squash match. But, like, to think about a world in which the Acclaimed got the tag belt champions, like, it's just so funny to me because it's like those men would not know what to do with it. They would do some real damage.
It'd be delightful. Yeah. If they were like on TV, like trash talking people every week and like upholding their title, like things would be said. It was.
Yeah.
It is.
And
pretty
they'd certainly hump those belts.
Yeah, oh, they would.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, I guess it's like, no, Anthony Bowens does love to follow in Max's footsteps and do bad mischief because Max seems to be saying it's okay.
Yeah.
He really, like, I feel like he's, yeah, riding in the wake and, like, letting Max take all the heat while he, like, does all the same things. So.
They write the rap again. They write the raps together.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was going to say something and I have forgotten it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that in this not article, the podcast transcript that I also read and had a heated reaction to, where CM Punk was talking about championship belts, basically, and he was getting into a long thing about whether like AEW can support another belt and what the belt should be and whether it was right for them to do the TBS Women's Very Funny belt. And he had a whole thing where he was being like, the roster isn't deep enough to support it, but he thinks there should be a women's tag team belt instead, which none of our friends would respond to. Like, I feel like someone is withholding knowledge from me on this. You know what I mean? That's
what I felt like.
Where I was like,
I jumped in there agreeing with you, and then no one said anything. It's like, am I stupid? Are there women's tag teams? Because I have never seen one, but like,
I know that they do. They've had tag team tournaments at AEW, and the women do sometimes fight in tag teams, but there's like almost, at the very least, almost no like women's wrestlers that you would think of primarily as tag team wrestlers,
right. Yeah,
which we
exactly.
have tons of in the men's division.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So they would just be, it would be like our current, some of our current trio situation where people are like, oh yeah, we're just creating a trio for the purpose of this match.
Well, it's like Anna Jay and Ty Conti, where it's like, it's great. I love when they tag together, but it's not like they're like a long established tag team or anything.
I wouldn't think of them that way. I mean, they definitely have tagged together, and they tagged together, I think, right before we started watching last summer, and it was the tag team. They had a tag team eliminators, but yeah. Why did I start talking? Guys, this is... Why did I start talking about this?
It's our hot take segment where we yell at CM
Punk. I was trying to say something. Oh, it was that he had that thing where he was like... I also was mad at him for, where he was like, Miro was a great TNT champion, and he really like legitimized and stabilized the belt.
Yeah, that
and
was
I
crazy.
Like flipped out and was like, Darby Allin is my beautiful son. Everybody loves him. He's the coolest wrestler in the world. You don't think that the belt with like when Darby held it was legitimate, et cetera, et cetera, whatever. But the Acclaimed being tag team champions would delegitimize
the belt.
It would be like, it's going to take you people years to recover from all that.
They need like a TBS Very Funny tag titles belt for the Acclaimed to hold.
Oh my God. Well, they actually do. And that's just a special belt that they create for Max Caster and Anthony Bowens to stop them from like annoying other people.
It's like, yeah, like here's something you can hump. Just go hump this by yourself over there.
Yeah. Throw a dog a bone.
Exactly. Yep.
Max Caster,
he was doing some scissoring. He's really been freed from a lot of his constraints, I feel like, now that he's back, or you know, some of his physical disgusting
his physical constraints does seem fairly clear that Tony was like, all right, if you need to like pretend to jerk a dick off in the ring. I guess that's better than the alternative. I was interested. I only kind of started thinking about this when I was putting the schedule together. What would be, like, have the Acclaimed had a feud yet that you were like, that's really meaty, there's something there? If not, what, who could do it? Who could they feud with and why?
Yeah, I feel like they really haven't. And it's interesting because they are kind of ripe for a real meaty feud because Max Caster is so willing to be so specific in his little diss rap. So I feel like he could really say some stuff to some people, and it's underutilized. Well,
with Max Caster, though, don't you feel like the problem is that he's willing to be specific and unhinged at anybody, but who is ready to be specific and unhinged at him?
Right. There's not a lot of like tag teams that are good at promos that could that could get back at him. Like, you know, like I think Max Caster is begging for a feud with MJF, but like MJF is not, like, he's not a tag team, and he's like, I don't know if they would do a feud. I mean, heel feud.
Kind of acts like he's too annoying to respond to, almost like he's your weird little brother, like trying to get you to wrestle him, and you're like, just go away.
Yeah,
he would love it if he could have a feud with MJF, but it is hard to envision MJF.
I don't mind the idea of a heel feud. I mean, it's like, I think it would be a very rich chocolate cake kind of deal where you're like, this dessert is almost too much to handle. But if you got like Men of the Year and the Acclaimed together in a feud, there would be a lot flying around that room.
That'd be good. Yeah. I feel like Ethan Page is really ready to go toe-to-toe with anybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like, I mean, just the two of them together. It's like, it would be a lot of, they wouldn't be afraid to get pretty aggressive. And that actually is the thing that's interesting about Max Caster, I think, is that like he's like really comedy mean, but like does not have a very aggressive energy. So it would be interesting for him to fight someone who brings a little more of a like menacey edge, but also can keep up with him.
Right, yeah, someone who could
rap wise, I almost said.
Right. It's interesting because like, I mean, he had that like one day feud with like Mox and Eddie, and like Mox just like smacked him down. It's like you would need someone who would like take him seriously enough to entertain him, but then just like also destroy him. And Ethan could do it.
Ethan is right at the right level, I feel like, to. Yeah. And it would be interesting to see what Max Caster is like when he's a little like unsettled or put back on his heels a little.
Yeah. I'm very interested in it. I mean, it's like preoccupyingly interested right now.
Definitely.
Where I'm like, I want to see that man get really thrown off his game. And I feel like, again, that would be such a satisfying character moment for me to be like, Max Caster's kind of freaked out.
Yeah, exactly. And then he kind of almost gets like forced into being more serious or aggressive, or, you know, like out of his comedy mode.
Oh, absolutely. Like step it up. Mm-hmm. It's very funny. I'm looking at a list of the AEW tag teams, and it's like a lot of them are heels, and the heels are really that's the bread and butter. It's like, obviously.
More fun to be a heel, I think, probably.
They definitely do have, and I think it's like there's got to be something going on there when it's like when there's two of you, you can kind of work each other up in interesting ways.
Yeah, you're kind of in bully mode once you got a little pack.
Once you got a friend.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens. Max Caster seems to be trying to make a feud with the Lucha Brothers happen. I think we know that is not going to be like the thing.
Well, you know, if the Lucha Brothers spoke more English and were willing to just two different universes.
I guess Alex Abrahantes is happy to do
do a little like, translating.
To do mean translation, but they didn't even ask him to come help with this one.
Right.
I like the idea of like Penta being like, no, I've got this.
Not worth it.
I'll just answer this. This one really only needs a physical answer.
Just hold him down for a while, like a dog that's out of control.
Yeah, he's just humping wildly.
Yeah.
Also,
okay. This week in Max's rap, he went after Arn Anderson's Glock a little bit, which enjoyed a lot. And then Jericho called him bottom heavy a lot, which was very funny.
He did. Jericho, I think he said a couple of different things that all seemed to be like getting at like Max Caster is dummy thick, and then landed on bottom heavy, where I was like, that is does not mean what you think it means. Like, it's like, not that it means anything, I'm just like, it's definitely not the right thing to say. But at the same time, it wasn't wrong. Max Caster is dummy thick, and he does have a beautiful butt. Maybe he needs to have a feud with someone where it's like he is really threatened by their butt being better than his.
Get Sunny Kiss in there.
Yeah, I mean, there, yeah. Max Caster versus Sunny Kiss, I'd watch it.
Have we seen that? Why do I feel like we have seen that?
I mean, we probably have. I mean, who knows what we've seen? The things we've seen?
Seems like something that could have been on Dark at some point, for sure.
I think it's only that I'm like,
oh, we definitely have seen it. We definitely,
Sunny's butt.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for
sure. Yeah, we definitely have.
Did he say that Sonny's butt wasn't the best at AEW? I feel like maybe
he implied that his butt was better.
Yeah. Oh.
Well,
see?
Max.
There you go.
Okay. Well, we get there eventually.
We have to move on. Also on Rampage this week, Jade fought Sky Blue, mega squash match that was like 5 seconds long. It was one of
ridiculous.
The shortest squashes I can remember in recent memory.
Frankly, and embarrassing that the women get that as their one match of the week. Like, come on.
And when it's like when they have like three other matches lined up for Dynamite, lined up for Rampage. I guess I can't really say this because I don't know for sure, but it did feel kind of like, yeah, of course the women get the squash. Mm-hmm. I do think it's at least the second one where they've saved time by having the women get the squash. But that's
usually
like they're benefiting from what they've set up with Jade in that respect. But then afterwards, Thunder Rosa came out and to like defend Sky Blue, which was very sweet. I do love whenever we see Thunder Rosa, and I like when the women are kind of coming out and taking care of each other. It did make me think about, it's like, that's the one thing that we, not the one thing, but like one thing that we're not seeing that much on many of the blogs, because I can only think of one women's vlog. It's Allie's, which is good. Mm-hmm. But again, they're asking me to keep up with a lot of these now. But it kind of sucks that the women never get to do, like, it's like that many sketches on like BTE or something, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is where we're getting a lot of the character building mm-hmm. for the men and for the men's relationships, you know, for like the men's friendships, where it's like, oh, I see you goofing around. And I'm like, yeah, that's a real gang of guys who are real friends. It's like the women need a little of that, maybe.
Right. Nyla Rose kept doing her nun thing, but it was very isolated. It was kind of like a version of Ryan Nemeth's cream thing, where it's like, no, right. I want to see Nyla interacting with the other girls rather than
for sure
doing this.
Yeah, and she'd be good at it too, because I'm like,
she's so funny.
Very funny, and she and Vicky Guerrero were like very funny together, where it's like, it does just kind of suck that it's like, Vicky is not, I don't want to see Vicky wrestle, but yeah, the two of you do have an insane great vibe together. that it's like, spread that out to some more people.
Yeah, and like the women are friends too. Like, I feel like we saw them all sitting in a little circle. What was that on?
Roast to the top.
It was a
Forbes interview with Tony Khan.
Yes. Yeah. There was like some backstage stuff, but they were like just
I know,
girls
the women
sitting
did
around
look like they were
circles.
Having a séance, which
it was great. But at when we went to All Out too, and we were just running into wrestlers in the hotel lobby all the time, we overheard the bunny say, oh, I'm gonna go up to Penelope's room, she's got Diet Sprite up there, which was a highlight of the weekend for me.
It was a
like
big highlight, and it did it's like, ladies, just film yourselves looking for Diet Sprite. I'm exactly. Like, I think you can get it anywhere, so I don't know why it was a big draw, but that's interesting to me. I want to see that more than I want to see Ryan Nemeth's cream stuff.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So it's that thing, you know, as we've talked about it before with BTE, it's like, how are people getting on there? How can we get some more people on there?
Like, do you just have to be friends with Brandon Cutler? Is that what's happening here? Or?
I'm sure that it's like, I mean, part of it must just be like, if you're willing to be like, Brandon, I want to be on and I came up with a bit and this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I do think Brandon would be willing to do it. And
I guess I kind of do. Brandon is constantly padding out BTE with like his backstage camera footage. I mean, not the backstage stuff I want, the in-ring, but from Brandon's point of view.
Right.
It's been a lot of that lately,
Real phoning it in.
People are not approaching him with enough ideas, maybe.
So ladies, get out there. Do a Dark Order thing where you like put yourself over on BTE.
Yeah, please. I'm begging you. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the final match of the night, the main event, some might say, was Brian Cage versus Ricky Starks for the FTW belt, which I didn't want to see, and yet I did watch.
It was, I'm so over this. I don't understand why Brian Cage still cares. Like, I don't understand why they're still doing this. I'm ready for Ricky to have a new fight because I genuinely do enjoy Ricky. Mm-hmm. And I want Brian Cage to find somebody to go stand behind.
I should go stand behind.
Yeah.
Brian Cage needs to be like, it's like, he could be like Wardlow's bodyguard while Wardlow is still MJF's bodyguard. And we could do a little like Russian nesting doll bodyguard bit.
I was thinking when CM Punk was having a fight with Team Taz, he should have like taken Brian Cage under his wing.
Oh yeah, that would have been good.
I know. If I were CM Punk, I wouldn't want to be saddled to Brian Cage. I'd be like, that to me is dead weight. I'm really sorry, Brian Cage. Don't listen to this podcast. Interested.
Occasionally, right? Like when he was like on Team Taz and being like quietly passive aggressive, not into it. I was like briefly interested in him. So it's like Brian Cage, you can do things kind of in a like specific setting, but boy, exciting.
This one just feels like it's like they've wrung all the juice out of the orange. Yeah. I don't care about the FTW belt. I don't take it seriously. What does it stand for?
I don't know.
Well, it doesn't stand for the win, which is what I think every time they say FTW.
Yeah. I didn't know this at one point, but probably.
Well, this isn't good content, but who would you like to see Ricky Starks feud with? I think he deserves a good one. He's fucking great promos, good wrestler.
It's fuck the world.
Fuck the world, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. That's cute.
Yeah, I mean, he's very funny. Like, he has a great presence. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't actually completely done with CM Punk. Like, they instead of doing CM Punk versus only Will Hobbs and then dropping it, they should have let CM Punk go up against Ricky, because Ricky, I feel like that could have been very funny.
Maybe they'll come back to it. I would love it if they came back to it. I think that would be really interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just feels like at this point, Brian Cage is kind of dragging all of Team Taz down, because I like all of them and I think they're all like.
Mm-hmm. I do. I feel like they've been too insular. Like, it would just be good for Team Taz in general to have some like external matches, because it's like they're in their own little Team Taz world. You know?
Now I feel like it's like we're hosting parent teacher conferences. And we're like, yeah, we understand they're very good friends. But one thing that we are trying to do with our kindergartners is to help them make friends outside of those groups, make other friends, build social networks.
It is funny that it's the exact same problem as like the Max Caster thing, where it's like Ricky Starks, if you assume that Tony prefers heel face feuds, which he mostly does, like trying to find a face that Ricky can just terrorize, I'm like, I don't know, what's he gonna do to Lee Johnson, you know? Like, what?
Yeah.
What's
he
gonna maybe do to Ricky Stark should just be fighting Max Caster too. Like, honestly,
I'd love to
I'm
see
intrigued.
It.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and one of the things that you could do with like a little, if you start with a heel feud, you could have one of them accidentally get worked around to being the face, and you could do it, and then it's like they don't necessarily want to face turn any of these guys. I don't know.
Yeah. And you can always like have like one side that people cheer for that aren't necessarily even faces. You know, it's like I would cheer for the Acclaimed against like a different set of heels probably. And I don't
need
them
to be nice.
I would
cheer for the Acclaimed against any face. So.
Well, also true. Yeah.
It is true that there's a real problem where it's like you've got a lot of good guys who are just little dummies. They're just so stupid.
I know. They've just got their blank, sweet little faces.
Well, that's
boy.
Not a very nice thing to do.
Yeah, that was mean. Well, golly gee willikers, mister.
I mean, that is why someone like Darby is a really compelling face It's like, how did Sarah describe this the other day, Leah, where she was like, sometimes he'll do the right thing, even though it like causes him problems in the long run. Did you say that?
I said that about Darby, yeah.
Oh, you said that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I thought you were reporting back, but... sorry to you. But it is, like, it's interesting that it's, like, that's true, and also he is an angry boy who's always in a bad mood, and and it's, like, a characterization that is richer than what we get from some of the other faces who are like, well, the good thing is good and the bad thing is bad.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Or like Hangman, a face with like an alcohol problem, an insecurity issue. It's like you've got to have a richer character for sure. Yeah.
It's true. I mean, Hangman knows what he's doing.
That man can develop a character.
He was back on BTE this week. We got some great little scenes with him.
It was so good. He was just buried in pillows in like a very small bed. I was like, is this in his guest room in his house? It seemed like.
Yes. Yes. And I love that he's decided to really go ham on this thing where he's like, they made me come back. They said I couldn't stay gone.
I ran out of PTO and they made me come back to work, which is a very relatable little storyline.
I know. He's the only one who knows what BTE is for. It's so good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I think that Matt Jackson would be pretty mad to hear you say that. And I'm also kind of mad on his behalf. He knows what it's for. It's for shopping for sneakers.
And brushing your hair. Glamorously.
Like beautifully brushing your hair.
If only he was doing that every week.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brush that beautiful hair.
I think everyone is obsessed with that Joker card they sent him.
Just a sexy horse.
The bare-butted horse. It looked like that. Do you remember? As I start to say this, can't really explain it all, but do you remember when we used to sometimes look at that monster fucker Instagram?
No.
No, I don't, Allie.
I think you do, Leah. You know, that person who drew all that, like, sea monster fish fucking art.
Hey, Marjorie, can this... Pull the plug. Shut it down.
You don't remember that, Leah?
Shut it down.
Makes it sound like an activity where you just pull it up on your phone and we all gather around.
You know, that's kind of how it felt. It was... Well, anyway...
So, Allie, how will you transition out of this?
The What's Bucks your next were also on PTE. Having a really fun time in Philadelphia.
Oh, my God.
For some reason, Nick was wearing a thick silver chain. I was like, why does he own this?
I'm obsessed with how they dress like that. Like, even when they're not dressed for the ring, they just like to be... Is glamorous the word?
Well, when they know that they're going to be seen by the world on Being the Elite, they have
broad global reach.
Get their duds on. They were abusing Brandon as per usual, so cheerfully.
So cheerfully. And Brandon takes it so cheerfully. He's like, okay, I'll run up the stairs. Like,
and that shot from Brandon when he turned around and Matt was just standing there looking bored, drinking his Wawa, like waiting for him to come back down. I was like, They're perfect then.
I do every time I like remember again that they're lifelong friends and that Brandon just like grew up under these conditions and it's a real like thrive where you're planted situation. I'm happy all over crack. Again.
I know. They really have like kept that vibe of like just some like high school idiots like making videos with their friends too, which I enjoy a lot.
Oh yeah. That is absolutely right. And they also yet again said Kenny's shoot name on BTE, except I like that this time they both were acting like, and actually Matt's vibe really was that he wasn't sure.
Yeah.
They were like, Tyson, what's his face? Is that Kenny? And Nick just looks at him and goes, yeah, that's Kenny.
Yes. For however long. Yeah. They both and had this, they, like, gross, yeah.
Yeah. And then they did the dumbest, like, little bit where they, like, repeated it in the ring where they were all just saying each other's shoot names. And Matt was like, but my real name is Matt. And this is really Nick. He's so proud of himself.
It is so intriguing to me, like, who keeps their real name for their wrestling name, like, their real first name, at least, and who doesn't. Although, I guess if your name is Tyson, it's not that mysterious why you decide. Although, Kenny is a choice.
Yeah, Kenny is a still. Crazy thing to, like, you have all the choices in the world, and that's what you came up with. But Tyson, every time I hear Tyson, I think about chicken farming crimes, mm-hmm. animal cruelty.
So maybe it'd be a good wrestling name. I mean, you know.
For if you were going to do a chicken gimmick.
Sure.
So, and that's not something I don't see for Kenny. Don Callis could convince Kenny that he was a chicken.
Easily and with ease, I think.
Is this a good road for us to go down? Should we continue to discuss this, do you think? Or
I don't see any pitfalls, no.
No, you're right. It seems safe.
We can't do episodes without dynamite anymore. It's not.
I know, it's bad.
It's wrong.
The digressions we could make.
Welcome to our dark, twisted fantasies. Okay, this one's a little. I think everyone's just going to say no. Does anyone understand Leo Rush's gimmick? Mm-mm. Do you guys know what that guy's up to?
No, is he supposed to just be like an actually good at his job, like Matt Hardy? You know, like he's supposed
he has
to be
not
like a-
proven to me yet that he's good at his job. He seems like when he did that like stock, I don't even know what he was presenting on, like his like stock
yeah.
presentation promo. I thought that he seemed like a con artist.
Yeah, I can't tell exactly what's happening. All I know is that Matt Sydal fell for it hook, like, line and sinker in a way where I'm like, is that man also like sending money to Nigerian princes on the regular?
Absolutely, the most credulous man in the world. It's like one second he's just like, well, I think you might be a bad guy. And Leo Rush is like, I'm actually a good guy. And Matt Sydal was like, okay, well, if you're a good guy, all right.
And it was so funny that the exact week after we gave Dante all those all that praise about being good at promos, he just stood in the corner of that little group, nodding frantically and with a like really vacant look on his face. I was like, "Oh, buddy,
you know
that's
some people
why we thought you weren't good at promos, pal." Like,
some people do just get really self conscious when they receive praise, and then immediately they revert back. You
yeah,
know, they,
right,
they can't do
right.
it anymore. So right, he probably
right.
heard us.
Yeah.
Right. We spooked him. So I'm sorry about that, Dante. And if you would feel more comfortable, I will say you didn't do a good job this week.
So you can relax. There's no expectations on you next time. I'm so excited for his Malakai Black match. There's
oh, yeah. I am I very know. Excited for that.
I know. Good. That's a really good heel face energy. Like it's,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm into it.
Especially in October, it's just like, I love this horror movie that's going to happen in that match. Like,
I know. Malakai, what magic will you be doing in the ring for us? This
how are you going to sneak up behind him and like gore him with your little skull
gore
horns?
Gore him? Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, you said it really bloodthirstily.
I know. That's how I feel.
I know. Do you guys want to... Would you rather talk about what is coming up this weekend, the weekend preview, or do you want to talk about this little online incident well, I guess we'll call it, where Tony Khan got photographed at a Jaguars game with his little dream journal full of full gear matches that might happen. And Reddit obviously just CSI'd the picture. And we have this list of full gear matches that may or may not occur, but that are in Tony's dream journal. Which of those would you prefer that we tackle?
Full Tony's gear.
Dream journal.
You want to talk about Tony's dream journal? So this is a little warning. If you don't want potential spoilers, we don't know.
May or may not come true.
Yeah, we don't know what of this will come to pass. But
for all we know, Tony wrote down a list to throw
I literally thought that myself. Well, all I could think about at first. Okay, that's the spoiler warning. So anything could happen at this point. All I could think of was that period towards the end of the Trump presidency where we kept getting pictures of his fucking notes at the podium, or like of like, it's probably during COVID stuff with like people's notes being like, it's actually fine, written in huge bold sharpie.
I know. Or it's like Miley Cyrus like walking with her phone facing out and like a picture of some love interest on it, you know, or whatever.
Or
like
Grimes in the Communist Manifesto the other week. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he does look so, he has a, such a sweet little face. Like, he doesn't look like he would trick you on purpose.
Especially that little guileless man.
He just looks in the picture like he's staring into the sky, like just kind of smiling a little, like thinking about making his little figures interact.
The idea of him with a little spiral notebook, like at his football game, just making up his little list of wrestling homework, like doodling in the margins. It's so cute. I just can't handle it.
So sweet. So, okay, we'll go through the whole list one by one and we'll tackle what we feel about them. So, top of the list, Kenny Hangman.
Doesn't come true, I'll just lose it. It would be so mean to write that in that notebook and show it to me and then not have it happen because I want it so badly.
I know. I mean, that he would be, I'd be calling him day and night. I get number. I'd be calling him day and night.
We'd suddenly become like the worst reply guys on Twitter, just like beating down that door.
And I do want to say I did get full gear tickets here in my home city of Minneapolis. So did our friend Caroline. We're going to be going together. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, Caroline gets real rowdy during wrestling.
Caroline is the best at wrestling. yeah. Maybe I'll make Caroline record a little post show response with me this time.
That would be fun.
I'd love it.
So if we get to watch Hangman beat Kenny, I will blow my lid in the good way. Okay, next on the list, Daniel Bryan versus Mox.
Bryan
Danielson. Damn it. I was looking at it. I was like, is there another? I don't think that's right. Is there another Bryan? Yes, Bryan Danielson. Versus John Moxley.
I'm psyched for this idea. Like, it seems exciting to me. I like both of them. They're intense. I'd be into it.
I think that could be a real, I was about to say gore fest, but like kind of. I think it could be pretty brutal in a fun way.
I think
both of those men are going to be bleeding.
Just red and
sweating and
fluid bonded for sure.
Majorly fluid
bonded. We want to see those men get fluid bonded.
Okay. Inner Circle versus American Top Team.
Now, Allie, this was the match that made you buy the full gear ticket.
I sensed it was coming and I thought I've got to be there. I do have to be there.
When you hear Dan Lambert's name, I see you perk up.
You see it and you hear it, Leah, because I say it loud and proud. I'm a Lambert head.
I like didn't even know that American Top Team was their name, and it's gross.
I did pick that up from a recent promo. I don't care about this. Actually is kind of fine where I'm like, I know you're going to do something with the Inner Circle. So I guess do this with them. Isolate it, you know, put it
all together.
I'd rather
have them out there with MMA than anybody else for sure. And that'll be a nice bathroom break match for you. Cause honestly at All Out, there was not a great bathroom break time.
No,
so.
This would be a great bathroom break.
You could take your time too. Like, yeah.
Get a beer.
Yeah. Get another drink. Exactly.
And I'm going to need it. If it proceeds, MJF versus Darby.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be good. I'm ready for that.
I'm
Mommy
so jealous of full
it.
Gear.
Mommy Maybe. Want to see it.
Yeah. And it's going to be great if they need to do a lot of lead up. Like, I want to see MJF and Darby getting into it like every week between now and full gear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they can take. I'd let them take a couple weeks off, but I definitely want to see promos every week. Mm-hmm. They have. I mean,
yeah, they don't need to wrestle every week. It's like yelling at each other.
MJF is really spicy right now. I think it's very exciting for him to get to do some fresh insults. Mm-hmm. He and Darby have a great energy. Darby has a real vibe of like he's getting under MJF's skin by not immediately giving MJF what he wants, which is loud talk. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a good setup. That's something where you can fever pitch those men.
Yeah.
And MJF, I guess he lost to Jericho finally, but he hasn't lost to anybody else for a while, has he?
No, because he kept winning the freaking ring, right? Like the diamond ring thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so, he's been, it's time. Yeah.
I'd love to watch Darby
taken down
just
a notch. Yeah.
Ooh.
I know. And those are two men that'll do specific rivalry stuff and will get under each other's skin and bring like a real intensity to the whole thing, which is very electrifying.
I need my electrifying energy. This I have actually quite a few questions about. So this one is CM Punk versus Wardlow. I don't
feels crazy.
Not want to see it.
Right.
I'm very interested in whether that's a match that will happen with Wardlow still aligned with MJF, or whether we are approaching a breaking point for the MJF-Wardlow relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It seems a little bit weird for CM Punk to be wrestling like someone's minion, although I guess he did wrestle like Will Hobbs and I guess Daniel Garcia.
He did, but for a PPV, I feel like, like I can see Punk going in a direction of like not respecting Wardlow for being MJF's kept man, and Wardlow wants to be respected, and like there are some dynamics that potentially I could see it being pretty easy to bring out in that match.
Yeah, it is interesting though if this does come to pass, as like CM Punk gets Wardlow whereas Bryan Danielson gets Moxley, is a little bit like interesting.
Well, Wardlow is actually, I was about to say something about his wrestling, and I think we watched it recently, but I don't really have anything to say. But he's not a bad wrestler. He's like
he's
a good
wrestler.
He needs to work on his hair in a big way, but
he's just like so much more down the card, I guess.
That's true. But if I had to guess, I bet that Punk wants to wrestle him. I bet Punk wants to wrestle him.
I think Punk's been shooting mid-card anyways. Like, I mean, the people he's been wrestling so far.
I know. I just don't you think that's interesting, though, when Bryan Danielson isn't?
I don't know enough about it to, like, speak to it. Because I don't actually know how. I don't really understand how good a wrestler CM Punk is versus how good a character he is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Totally.
Like.
No, I mean, I guess that's what I'm like thinking is like seeing him like kind of aim or go mid card more is just kind of like, oh, like what's the deal? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I have no conclusions, obviously. I have no idea.
No, it's definitely an interesting point to raise. It's just I really feel like I don't know anything except that like with Bryan Danielson, I'm looking around at what people are saying, and I'm like, everyone does seem to conclude that Bryan Danielson is an absolutely amazing technical wrestler. And it's true that when I watch him, I think, oh yeah, you are very good.
Right.
So definitely it like makes sense the level that he's wrestling at. Okay. We've got Britt versus question marks,
which I mean, it makes sense to me because when I was listing what I want, like for Britt for the next few pay-per-views, I think when I got to Full Gear and I was like, she can wrestle whoever, I don't give a shit, you know, like this is definitely a filler one for her.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. I have no idea who it's going to be. I don't know. I guess I wonder if they are like going to draw out a slow Britt Ruby thing now that they've had some initial clashes. Because I'm like, I would watch that again anytime.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it also wouldn't surprise me if they were like, we're going to hold off and keep you waiting for a little while before you get some more of it. This one potentially move to January. I did see that. Thunder Rosa versus Jade Cargill.
Better be more than 5 minutes, but
I know. I just have a, you know, I'm interested to see Jade hasn't had a match yet that is one where I'm like, I could see a version of that at a PPV. So
yeah, definitely.
But because at the same time, if she's going to wrestle anyone, I think Thunder Rosa is a good person to pair her with, because Thunder Rosa can carry her through it.
Sure.
So,
and there has been whatever Thunder Rosa running into Menace Jade and stuff. So they're probably,
it definitely seems like they're setting up. It feels like, yeah, even more than these other ones, I'm like, I don't know what that's going to look like, because the PPV matches just aren't short unless it's Paul White.
Right.
Okay, Christian versus Adam Cole. I don't want to see this. I don't care. I think Adam Cole will make me like it, but I don't actually really like Christian Cage's wrestling, I think. So
this feels very like Pair of the Spares sort of thing.
It does. Yeah.
Just like, well, and they're kind of trying to have a feud. Yeah, that doesn't feel very compelling.
Yeah.
Christian's just very bland. Yeah.
Christian, you little saltine cracker. and then Young Bucks versus Jurassic Express.
Listen, I know that they have wrestled a lot, but they're so good that I will watch them wrestle 100,000 times.
It's very
fun. So fun.
And every time they've been wrestling lately, I'm like, oh, Luchasaurus is really fun to watch, because he's like so tall and big, but he's very like, he moves a lot. He's very agile.
Was he injured or something? Like, I feel like there was a long period where we did not see him wrestle.
Yeah.
And I just didn't really think of him
as a
big wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah,
same. Yeah. Because all of a sudden he's like wrestling in these tags and it's like, oh, Luchasaurus is good. Like, I'm having a good time watching this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I'll be delighted by this. I can't wait. Happy. And then Cody versus either Malakai Black or Andrade or Miro. One thing I want to suggest about this, we delete Cody and we do Malakai Black versus Miro. That's interesting.
That's fun.
That would be a good match.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cody is just like, oh, I was really hoping he was going to at least temporarily retire.
I know.
I agree. Go hang out with your kid.
Gun to your head, who would you pick from that?
I don't want to see versus Malakai Black again. I genuinely am like, Malakai Black is much more interesting than you, Cody. Yeah.
I think I'd pick Miro of that group, because, I don't know, Andrade hasn't thrilled me so far. I mean, he's fine. I don't know.
Well, I think that in a way that's fine. Like, it's like Cody is already going to be bringing my vibe down.
Yeah.
Andrade, I really like his wrestling. I just don't really, I haven't like gotten hooked on him as a character.
Yeah.
But I think he is a really good wrestler.
And said, like, I thought he was very, very funny in the casino ladder match. And so I'm like, oh, I just don't like you with Pac. And I don't think that Cody would make that better. I want Andrade to like declare a feud on Eddie. You know what I mean? Like, that would be fun.
That would be
I also think that in the same way that like I liked Malakai Black even like more and more as he was foiled against Cody, I would like Andrade more, because he and Cody sometimes are bringing a similar, it's not the same energy, but they both have a little bit of a pompous thing going on. But I would cheer for Andrade over Cody. So if you me to like Andrade,
I feel like if it was Cody versus Cody. Andrade, I might just like tune the whole thing out though, because like I haven't gotten hooked on Andrade and it's just like, ugh, Cody.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think that I think the wrestling would be good. I think who did he fight? Was it Pac? I don't know where they had the match on Rampage where I was like, I don't care about anything. It was Pac where I was like, I don't care about anything that's happening with either of you, but this is a spectacle. I absolutely admit that like you are doing stuff that is keeping me focused, even though as soon as this match is over, I'm not going to give a shit what it like meant for either of you.
Right. Right.
So I would like to see that, I guess. Okay. Well, we'll see what actually makes it out of Tony's dream journal and into real life.
But I know.
Yeah.
I am getting pretty excited. It's just a month away. I think
that's
almost
crazy.
Exactly a month away, which does seem crazy. I'm like, we just went it all out.
I know. This year
I know. So fast. I'm excited. I mean, I'm going again in 2 weeks, and that is.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I forgot. Oh, I looked up that up recently. Mm-hmm. I wonder. Ooh, I wonder what's going to be happening at your show.
I hope some exciting.
Good stuff. I think it will be some good stuff because they're going to have to be in the like real thick of getting these matches set up.
Yeah. I hope it's going to be good. Although I will be letting the sisterhood down because I will be an accompanied woman.
won't you be
like friend's dad though? That's kind of like.
Isn't he coming because of your passion?
Yeah, but observers will not know.
Well, you maybe you should wear a shirt that says like he's with me.
He's with me. Unaccompanied woman. We should start just selling merch that says unaccompanied woman.
I do think that it's what the women's wrestling community needs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've been Allie.
I've been Anne.
And I've been Leah.
And this is Tunnel Talk. Our show is produced by Marjorie Voinovich. Our theme is by Chris Corkin. You can find us on Twitter at Tunnel Talk Pod, via email at tunneltalkpod@gmail.com, on TikTok at Tunnel Talk Pod, anywhere that you can think of at Tunnel Talk Pod. Please rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, and come back next week. Well, it was an hour, so.
I know. I was like, yeah.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.